सरान्तु मह्या तं तवेशानं क्षेमधां प्रपद्ये योयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो चेष्टामाहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वम् निमेषादिर्वत्सरान्तो महीयाम् तं तु वेशानं क्षेमधां प्रपद्ये योयं कालस्तस्य ते व्यक्तबन्धो चेष्टामाहुश्चेष्टते येन विश्वम् निमेषादिर्वत्सरान्तो महीयांस् तं तु वेशानं क्षेमधां प्रपद्ये Ladies, word to word translation. Yah, that which I am, this Kalaha, time, Tasya, of him, Te, of you, Avyakta Bandho, O my Lord. You are the inaugurator of the unmanifested. Chestam, attempt or pastimes. Ahu, it is said. Cheshtate, works. Yena, by which. Vishwam, the entire creation. Nimesh adihi, beginning with minute parts of time. Vatsar antaha, up to the limit of a year. Mahiyan, powerful. Tam, unto your lordship. Tva ishanam, unto you, the supreme controller. Shema dhama, the reservoir of all auspiciousness. Prapadye, I offer full surrender. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.52, Yachakshuresa savita sakala grahanam राजा समस्त सुर मूर्ति रशेष तेजः यस्याग्नया भ्रमति संवृत काल चक्रो गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि. द सन इज द किंग ऑफ ऑल प्लेनेटरी सिस्टम्स एंड हैज अनलिमिटेड पोटेंसी इन हीट एंड लाइट. आई वर्शिप गोविंद द प्राइमल लॉर्ड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अंडर हूज कंट्रोल इवन द सन विच इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी द आई ऑफ द लॉर्ड रोटेट्स विद इन द फिक्स्ड ऑर्बिट ऑफ इटर्नल टाइम. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, it is within the limitations of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya dhyakshena prakritihi suyate se characharam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation, is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time. And time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of the onslaughts of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita. Every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Bhramati samvrita kala chakraha. The sun moves within the kala chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear of time. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It is the potter. Of course, although sometimes we see only the motion of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord who is behind the motion of the cosmos is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time. But time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam rupa kada mahiyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamsha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं श नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च
कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण there is a very sad announcement. Mr. Arvind Mafatlal, the father of His Grace Krishnachandra Prabhu, has left his body today morning. Devotees are requested to pray for the departed soul and also pray for the family members so that they can bear the loss. Hare Krishna.
So I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas assembled here to speak something on Srimad Bhagavatam for our purification. So this verse is coming in the prayers of Devaki and Vasudev, who are offering it to Lord Krishna. And here they are glorifying Krishna as a controller of time. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kalosmi Bharatarshava. Time I am. Main kal hun. Actually, the most powerful energy of this world is actually time. Because even those who claim themselves to be atheist, they have to bow down in front of time. Person can claim that I don't believe in God. I don't believe there is any controller over here. Everything happening on its own. But even that person has to bow down in front of time. The most powerful energetic source in this world, we'll talk about material world, this universe is sun. But even that sun is under the control of Krishna. So this time is represented by sun. Every rising and setting of the sun, you know, we say day has arisen and now night has come. But even the sun is controlled by time. So like many times we see this person is controlled by this and this person is controlled by that and then this and that. But in the end, you have to stop somewhere. Now, this is the full stop. He controls everybody. Like generally, Indian government, Indian constitution is controlled by Prime Minister. They may say president, but actually it's prime minister. But then if you go a little deeper, then actually somebody controlling even prime minister. So that's how you have to find out is actually who is actual controller. And that is the intelligence. A foolish person will be happy to just find immediate controller. He will not try to find the remote controller. And that's why if you go to some like say lift and some hotels and where they have these automatic doors. So a foolish person will think it's just automatic, happening automatically on its own. Somebody is controlling behind it. Some instrument has been put over there, designed by somebody. Satellites are moving in the orbits. Somebody will say automatically they are moving, but there is a control room who is controlling them. So the intelligence is to find the remote controller and then trying to offer your worship to him. Like this nice, very famous story we hear many times, that this person was serving his sarpanch in the village because he found that sarpanch in the village is the main controller of the village. He is the topmost person. So he was serving and serving very faithfully. He thought if I serve him, this is like serving the topmost person. But one day he found the sarpanch is going somewhere and he's too much in anxiety and he's making so many preparations as if he has to report to somebody. So he asked him, I never seen you in such anxiety and worry. He said, no, today is our tehsildar is coming. So we have to report to him. He said, oh, you also have to report to somebody. He said, yeah, I'm under him. He said, better I serve than Tehsildar. Why should I serve you? So he started serving Tehsildar. Then Tehsildar was in anxiety one day. So he said, where do you have to go? He said, I have to report to district magistrate. So then he decided to serve district magistrate. Then it eventually went on up to serving the ministers and chief minister and then, you know, king of the whole country. And one day he found that king is also every day goes somewhere in a remote place and comes with lot of awe and veneration. He goes and then he followed him. And he saw that king had gone to a small temple and for hours and hours he's praying and bowing down and offering his prayers. And he said, what is this? I thought you are the topmost person here. He said, no, he is the boss. I am just the representative. So this is the intelligence. And people have to certain extent their intelligence, you know. It can go only up to certain extent. So for some people, their local gunda is their god of that town. For some people, some big politician is their god. For some people, some big film stars are their god, because they give them enjoyment. Or for some people, demigods are their god because they are giving much better enjoyment. The god is again, you know, give and take. But if somebody is really intelligent, he goes beyond all this and he considers in this material world nothing is supreme. I have to go beyond this. So ultimately they reach up to Brahma Jyoti. And beyond that, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whom everything is coming. Now many times people are confused about Krishna's existence, Krishna's personality, that maybe he is like you and me. Maybe some ordinary powers we have, and he had some extraordinary powers. He was a very great diplomat. Rajniti sikhni donse sikho. No, he was not just some extraordinary person. He was not just some great diplomat. He was beyond all extraordinary things we can even think and conceive of. And one of that is having control over time. Because in this world, there is nobody who can have control over time. Because time eventually takes away everything from the personality. Basically, that is the effect of time. Main effect of time is destructive effect. No matter how beautiful that person is, no matter how strong that person is, how famous he is, wealthy he is, knowledgeable he is, time takes away. But here is a person who never loses any one of these things. Like once Prabhupada was having one conversation with one of the journalists, or some people were having also around him, and this person was arguing, why you people say that Krishna is God? Why you people are worshipping that Krishna is a supreme controller? He is everything. So Prabhupada said very simply, Prabhupada said, see, God means he should have these six opulences. He should be all wealthy, he should be all knowledgeable, he should be all beautiful, he should be all strong, he should be all renounced, and he should be all beautiful. And here we have one candidate who has all these things. Until the time you find somebody else, why don't you worship him? You can find somebody else, then we can accept him as God. The fact is, we can never find somebody else in this world and beyond this world who can have these six things in full. And even if somebody has for some time, even all these six things in some quantity, they will not remain for long. If you read Krishna's pastimes, you will find so many times that Krishna is so beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. It is said Krishna's beauty is like kandarpa koti, you know, millions of cupids cannot be compared to the beauty of Krishna. And what is the beauty of Cupid? When Cupid shoots his arrows, nobody can face them. Big yogis and munis and rishis, when they are shot with the arrows of Cupid, they are dead, they are wounded. So same Cupid once thought that maybe today I'll try to have my jadu, my magic on Krishna also. So he came, there is a place called Madan Ter in Vrindavan, and he came with all his entourage, and he was started shooting arrows on Krishna. Before he started shooting, he actually just gazed at Krishna's beauty. And just by gazing at Krishna's beauty, he fainted. So this is Krishna. It's Krishna's beauty. That's why he is called Nav Yavanam. Nav Yavanam means who is always Yavanam, always youthful. Now everybody has that desire to be youthful ever. Who doesn't have that desire? And that's how billion-dollar industry of cosmetics is going on to support that desire. But that will never happen because that is only with Krishna. Nav Yavanam. 16-year-old young boy. He never grows old. Generally, normal religions have the concept of Krishna, God is like, you know, very old person and who has a big beard and he's very old. And this is what, you know, that's why all the contradictions resolve in absolute truth, it is said. What is the greatest contradiction? In this world you can see that person is oldest, at the same time most beautiful and most youthful. Can you find somebody like that? It's really difficult. Impossible. That person is the oldest and he is the most beautiful of the whole creation and he is youthful and he is full of vigor and energy. All the qualities Krishna has. And he never loses his position. He is not worried that, you know, 5 years term is going to get over. You know, what will happen? So let me plan from now only to some strategies. things so that, you know, the voting can be swept in my direction. Nothing like that. Krishna has no fear from anybody, no competitor in front of him. And even if somebody tried to imitate him, it's just artificial. Like if you read in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Krishna's time also people were imitating him. See, now it's okay, we can understand that he is physically not present in front of us, so somebody can imitate, I am God, you are God. But even that time, there was a king called Pondraka. And he was imitating. He said, I am actually the God. I am that Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Narayan. And he had artificially put some two hands also. And in that, artificial chakra and gada and shankh and padma and all that. And he sent a letter to messenger to Krishna. He said, Krishna, you should give up your position. You are not actually a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. I am actually Narayan. And actually you should leave your Sudarshan also. You should get rid of it. And he was talking such boasting like anything. And then he said, we should leave this place. So Krishna came. Krishna just could not, you know, handle it. He said, okay. Krishna came and he said, okay, you want me to release my Sudarshan? Okay, I'll release the Sudarshan. And then Pondraka was finished. So the position in this world, whether it's a tiny controller or whether it's a bigger controller, it just for some time. Krishna's position cannot be affected by time. But in this world, any position, any beauty that is affected by time. Krishna knows everything. Another factor of time is that person forgets after some time. Is it not? We remember so many things. We have mugged up so many books in our colleges. I remember in our 4 years of engineering course, maybe I have read at least 100 books, at least 80 books, because 15 subjects and 4 years into 60 are for every book, every subject you have at least 2 books, 3 books. Sometime if you want to go deeper than 3-4 books for one subject. So 100-150 books you have gone through, but hardly anybody remembers after them. Especially once goes into the corporate world, he finds a totally different world over there. And many times he is told that, forget what you have read. Now new things you have to learn. So even if he is told to forget or not told to forget, he is going to forget anyway. Because that is the nature of our memory. Krishna remembers everything. When he is talking to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, when we read, before the battlefield he is talking, he is saying, Bahuni mevati tani janmani tavacha Arjuna. Tanyaham Veda Sarvani Natam Veda Parantapa. Hey Arjun, you and me have passed through many lives. I remember everything, you don't. Because I don't change my body and you change. So Krishna cannot be affected because his body is transcendental, he is eternal. And his strength never diminishes. It's not that he goes to the gym to get some powers or he do some yoga or something. From Putana to Trinavarta to lifting Govardhan to kill Jarasandha to kill Bhaumasura and to Vikasura, from all these phases, he was the same Krishna. Putana, he was just a small baby on the mother's lap, few days old. And when he 7 years old, Govardhan lifted. So his strength is always there. And his wealth, you can't even imagine what kind of wealth he has. Just one sample is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the description of one of the palace of Dwarka. And how many palaces he had like that? 16,108 only for queens. And then his parents and relatives and this and that. It's not that he'll keep only queens in the good palaces. He's God. And he's big hearted. And he has all the facilities. So what are the description? The architectural plan was designed by Vishwakarma, who is the engineer of all the demigods. Not some normal engineer. And he put all his best talents, because he's going to do it for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pillars were made of corals and ceilings were bedecked with jewels. Just imagine, although we have not seen jewels nowadays, we have not seen coral nowadays, so somehow we can try to imagine. The walls as well as the arches, you know, they were glowing with the different kind of sapphires. And the many canopies throughout the palace, which were decorated with strings of pearls. Chairs and other furniture were made of ivory and bedecked with gold and diamonds. So much incense was there that when the fumes were coming out of the windows, then peacocks were thinking there some clouds have come. And they started dancing. That is the effect happens when they see the clouds. And there were many maid servants, and they were also well decorated with gold and necklaces and bangles and beautiful saris. Because when you are a servant of a big man, then you also become big. So really, if we want to become big, then we have to become servant of Krishna. So that was the wealth of Krishna. And Krishna, he is always beyond the purview of time. If he is beyond the purview of time, then it means he is beyond death also. Because the greatest effect of time in this world is death. Because Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harasyaham. No matter how much you jump, no matter how many papers you publish that God is not there, no matter how many lectures you give God is not there, at the time of death, I take away everything. So what is the proof that Krishna is beyond death? Although we have heard that Krishna also, you know, at one place was shot by one arrow or something like that. But that you have to actually go deeper into the scriptures. The person who can bring people from the Yama's abode after many years of their death, how can he be under control of Yama? Because Yamaraj is the controller of death. When Krishna was there on this planet, so now again another one proof is that how Krishna is beyond time. That is, Krishna doesn't need any time to learn beautiful skills. He performs some pastimes just to exhibit that he is like ordinary human being. So as an ordinary human being, he wanted to show that he has to accept a spiritual master, a guru. So he went to the ashram of whom? Sandipani Muni. Where is it that? Ujjain. So he went to Ujjain, Sandipani Muni's ashram, and he started learning many arts. Now in this world, if anybody wants to perfect any art, like simple art of music, roughly how many years it takes? Let's say, you know, vocal or say some, they say 12 years minimum for Visharad. And then lifelong they keep practicing. And when they practice for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours continuously. And what is Krishna's strength? What is Krishna's power? That Krishna learned 64 arts in 64 days. In 64 days and 64 nights, they learned all the necessary arts required in the human society. And which are the arts they learned? Like many times people learn some things they are proud of, But actually, these are the actual arts. Now, we cannot discuss all of them here, but just try to have an idea in few minutes that which are the arts he learned. He can recognize the different tunes and he can compose all the songs. And they learned the favorable and unfavorable accents and meters and how to sing different rhythms, rhymes, melodies, how to play different kind of drums, how to write the scripts for dramas and perform dramas, how to do paintings, from the village art painting to very sophisticated city life paintings. Then paintings with floor, with a liquid paste of rice and flour. So like that, they were learning different kind of paintings and they were learning different kind of decorations of flowers. You know, different kind of decorations we do, like Prabhupada Vyasasana has been decorated today on his auspicious disappearance day. So different kind of decorations. You know, if you go to Vrindavan, they have different periods of especially Jhulan Yatra time and other times. They decorate temples in very beautiful way. They call it Fulawadi. They learn all of them. And then they learn that how you have to nicely, you know, art of dressing hair, you know, is nowadays very popular. Because in Kali Yuga, the beauty will be known by the hair of the people. That's what the Srimad Bhagavatam says. And then they learn the magical feats that how can change you can your roop, they call Bahurupi. And then they learn that how you can read another person's mind. They can read what is there in your book. Like sometimes children play, tell me what is there in my fist. You see? And sometimes you can guess, sometimes you are wrong, sometimes you are right. But there is an art that rightly you can tell what is there in his fist. What is there in your book written? And you can, he can talk to you and psychologically he can convince you what he wants you to do. It's something called hypnotism. So this kind of arts they learn. How to find the soils, minerals and all that. And different species of plants. And how to crossbreed plants so that different kinds of fruits can come. So it's not that in today's time only these arts are there. In today's time, these arts in minute quantity. It's, you know, like infinitesimal quantity, and people get so impressed out of them. Oh, something wonderful has come. Krishna is the source of all art. Krishna is the source of everything. And he learned all of them in how many days? Does he need 64 days also to learn them? No. Actually, though, everything comes from him. Saraswati Devi comes from him. But as a pastime, as a leela. So he is like that. And when he learned all of them, and then Sandipani Muni was very happy. And this is the custom that you approach the Guru, and Guru asks you, you know, Guru Dakshina. So they ask, okay, what should we bring for Guru Dakshina? So Sandipani Muni is also intelligent. He knows that he's not dealing with some ordinary person. He said, we should ask something which is really super extraordinary. Nobody can do that. So then they asked that few years back, our son, you know, drowned in the ocean and we lost him. So can you bring him? Now if somebody asks this kind of Guru Dakshina to any one of us, I mean, ordinary Guru Dakshina is not possible nowadays. So Krishna said, yeah, no problem. So immediately they went to the ocean deity. Ocean deity came folding his hands because he had a bad experience with Ram, you know, some time back, because Ram wanted the way and he was not giving. The Ram became angry, but this time he immediately came. Okay, what do you want? So he came and he said, no, I don't have the sun. It was taken by the Panjanya. He's a demon living in the under the ocean. And Krishna went, he killed Panjanya, but he couldn't find the sun in his belly. And then he used that Panjanya as his conch shell. He was the shape of a conch shell. And then he went to Yamalok, Samayani, that place called Samayani, residence of Yamaraj. And when he reached there, Yamaraj immediately appeared and received Krishna with respectful obeisances. Now we never heard that Yamaraj is receiving somebody with respectful obeisances. Only people are scared of him. And then Yamaraj could immediately offer his humble service to the Lord. Bole, kya seva hai, kya hukum hai? And Krishna told that how we are in search with son of our guru, and if you consider my ruling supremacy, bring that son back immediately, Krishna told. So immediately Yamaraj brought the son. Krishna took the son back to Sandipani Muni, and Sandipani Muni became very happy, and Krishna asked that what else do you want? He said, no, I don't want. You have done much beyond my expectation. And I am so happy with you. I bless you. That whatever you have learned, that remain eternally fresh in your consciousness. Because this is the real benediction. This is the real benediction. Especially, we talked about material knowledge, that anyway like become stale after some time. But spiritual knowledge, no matter how much we read, how much we hear, unless we have the blessings of Vaishnavas and Guru, it will not come to our help if we don't have their blessings. So that's why we need the blessings of Acharyas and Vaishnavas, so that when the right time is there in our life, we can use the knowledge given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why, due to this benediction, Bhagavad Gita is ever fresh, everywhere. So Krishna is beyond time, Krishna is beyond death. Krishna controls time, Krishna controls death. How he controls time? That we have to understand by reading his pastimes. Another pastime where Devaki and Vasudev, later on when Krishna started living with them, once Devaki expressed her desire, she told that similar kind of desire, because for mothers, their children are very, very dear. She said, you know, I had six children, six sons, and they were killed by cruel Kamsa. So can you bring them back? I know, you can bring them back. It's not difficult for you. Krishna, yes, we'll bring them. So where did Krishna go? Krishna immediately went to the Sutala planet, Bali Maharaj planet. And there Bali Maharaj became so happy after, you know, seeing him personally, Krishna, and then he again started glorifying Krishna, worshipping Krishna, offering different kind of things. And then Krishna told, see, there were some six people, some six demigods, they actually criticized Brahma when Brahma got attracted towards his own daughter. And later on, because of this, they became the children, grandsons of Hiranyakashipu, and later on they took birth as the sons of Devaki and killed by Kamsa, and they are now living there, here near you. But they are still conditioned souls. So I want to take them back to my mother, Devaki. So Bali Maharaj brought and gave them. And Yashoda, Devaki saw the children with small babies form, only Krishna brought them. And when Devaki saw that, Devaki became very, very happy. And from her breast, milk started coming out. And they started drinking the milk. And it is described that because this milk has become the Mahaprasad of Krishna, because Krishna has drank that milk. And now, because of drinking this Mahaprasad, because coming in contact with Devaki and Krishna, they became completely self-realized souls. And when they saw Krishna, they started worshipping and offering obeisances. And immediately they disappeared to their own planet, demigod's planet. Devaki was thrilled to see the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Another beautiful pastime is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, which talks about that how Krishna can bring anybody from death also. And how big people are waiting to have his darshan. Like once in Dwaraka, what was happening, that one Brahman was there, and that Brahman's son, as soon as he took birth, he died. So the normal rule of the Shastras is, or the scriptures is, the ruling rule of the kingdom is, of this universe is, the Kshatriyas are supposed to take care that child should not die before parents. And if something unnatural is happening like this, it means king is doing wrong, king is not right. Blame goes to king. So Brahmana goes to the king, Ugrasena's door, he is standing and he is shouting, he is crying, he is saying that no Kshatriyas living here, these Kshatriyas have become all sense gratifiers, Vishai, their Kshatra Bandhu. Kshatra Bandhu matlab, their namesake Kshatriya, they are only friends of Kshatriyas, they have no qualities of Kshatriyas, they are envious. Like that he was talking such here and there, you know. But nothing happened. He comes back, second child dies, third dies. Like that, he lost six children just after birth. And when ninth time he was shouting at the door of Ugrasena, Arjuna happened to be there. He said, why are you talking like that? How can you say Kshatriyas are not there? Are all Kshatriyas dead in this world? I am there. I am there. What is the problem? He said, my nine children have died and nobody has done anything. What you will do? Krishna is there, Balram is there, his son Pradyumna, Sankarsana, so many people are there. They have not done anything. What you will do? He said, I take a vow. If next time I don't protect your child, I'll enter into fire. And you don't know who am I. I am the one who even fought with Shiva. And Shiva recognized my strength. And he gave his own Pashupatastra to me. I'll protect your child. You just wait. And when the right time came for the 10th child, though that boy, that Brahman started praying very intensely to Arjuna, please come, please come. Arjuna came with Pashupatastra and everything. And he started shooting arrows here and there, covered everything. And he took shelter of Shiva. He forgot Krishna now. See how you can understand that Krishna performed his pastime to show that no matter who the person is, if he doesn't take shelter of Krishna, he'll be lost. So Arjuna, he thought that Krishna is just my friend, he's not able to do anything in this case, let me do something with the help of Shiva. And then what happened, he covered the whole area with arrows, but after some time, arrows also disappeared and child also disappeared. He got bewildered. He went to Indra's planet, he went to Yama's planet. He also had power siddhis to go to different planets. He went to even Patal Loka, he went to Varun Loka, Vayu Loka, he went to Brahma's Loka also. That is very difficult to achieve even for siddhis and mystic powers people. And he just couldn't find anywhere he came and helplessly wanted to enter into fire. Krishna told, come here. You can't do this. Blemish will come on me. You're my friend. How can you do this when I'm here around? Come, sit on chariot. We'll bring the child. I was just waiting for you to come to this platform. Realizing that you can't be on your own, you know. So Krishna took him on the chariot and they started going at very fast speed. They crossed all the 7 dvipas and they reached to the boundary of the universe. It was complete dark. And it was complete dark, and there they saw, you know, complete dark. So his horses got little shocked, you know, hesitated. Actually, horses cannot hesitate of Krishna. Krishna's horses cannot hesitate because they are also transcendental. But it's all pastimes, humanly pastimes. Krishna releases Sudarshan, and his special light started coming, and they cross all that, and they reach up to Karno Dakshaya Sagar. And in that Karno Dakshaya Sagar, they saw Mahavishnu's palace. Thousands of pillars and beautiful and everything, and on that Sheshashai, you know, Ananta Shesh, who is lying down? Karno Dakshaya Vishnu. He has 8 arms, Lakshmi is massaging his feet. And when Arjuna saw, he actually got fearful. Such big thing, na? And then Mahavishnu told, actually, you know, I wanted to have darshan of both of you. That's why I stole all these children. Now you can take all of them. So this is Mahavishnu who want to take the darshan of Krishna. How can we be under control of time? So we have to understand who Krishna is. Then only we can come close to him, we can glorify him, and we can understand our situation then also. That is also another important thing, that we have to understand our situation. Because when Krishna comes to this world, he comes as an ordinary person. He looks like an ordinary person. Kunti Maharani prays, Maya Javanika Chanam Agyadokshajam avyam na lakshase mudadrisha nato natya dharo yatha maya javanika achanam. You come as a coward, you know, covering, just like an actor is covering himself. And sometimes actor plays part so nicely that even if you know that person very close, you can't recognize him when he's on the stage. So many people, even those who know him, they get bewildered. Brahma got bewildered. That's why Brahma Vimon Leela happened. So many people got bewildered. So Maya Javanika Achanam Agya Dokshajam Avayam Na Lakshache Mooda Drasha Nato Natya Dharu Dasha. And the Mooda, foolish, can never understand him. Only when Krishna decides to reveal himself to somebody, then somebody can understand him. So Krishna can be understood only when Krishna take a decision to reveal that person, himself to that person. Like once, one king thought that I should have a darshan of Lord. So he found out that we can have darshan of Lord if we get some direction from some sadhus. So he found one sadhu living in a remote place in some forest. So he went, long journey. Then he had to walk long distance in the forest. Then he came across with this sadhu. He sat in front of this sadhu. So he asked, how can I have darshan of Lord? Said very simple, like I am having your darshan. He got bewildered. What does it mean? He said, if I wanted to have your darshan on my own, was that easy? It was very difficult. It is very difficult because who will allow me to enter into the palace? I am a normal person living in the forest. But because you decided to have meeting with me, I am having your darshan. So that's why Krishna is so great, we cannot dictate him that please come. Shri Radha Gopinath ki darshan do, not like that. When Krishna will decide, he will give darshan. So Krishna is very special, Krishna's pastimes are very special, Krishna is beyond time, and when Krishna comes all in this world, his body is transcendental. It's not his material. Now many times people have this doubt that when Krishna was fighting on the battlefield with Bhishma, that time Bhishma was shooting arrows, so blood was coming out of Krishna's body. So what it is? Is it not material? What do you think? It's all Leela. If person is doing drama, just now I told you, nato natya dharo yatha, and if no blood is coming out in the fighting scene, it will not look really nice. It actually has to be alive. It has to be really genuine. And Krishna is performing his humanly pastimes. For him to kill Bhishma is not a, you know, big thing. Without moving, he can kill Bhishma. He has no desire to kill Bhishma. He has no desire to fight with Bhishma from enemy point of view. First of all, for Krishna's point of view, there is no enemy or no friend. Who has enemy and friend? Who has? One who wants something. One who has a fear of losing something. Is it not? Generally, friendship is what? Generally, friendship is in this world that give and take. And in enemy means you are fearful of losing something. Krishna doesn't want anything from anybody, and Krishna doesn't have fear of losing anybody. So he has no fear from Bhishma. Bhishma is not his enemy. But here the Leela is going on. He is respiring rasa with Bhishma. Virya ras. Where he is fighting with his own devotee, and he want to reciprocate the love of Bhishma with him. If Bhishma is seeing Krishna in that way, then Krishna would not appear at the time of, you know, when Bhishma was leaving his body, and Bhishma would not have desired to see the form of Krishna if Krishna's body is material. If Krishna's body is material, then why would Bhishma is waiting for Krishna to appear before he depart from this world? All of us know that so many days he was just lying on the bed of arrows. He was waiting for the right time. Although it is said Uttarayan, but actually he was waiting for that time, you know, when Krishna will appear end of him and he will leave this world. So Krishna is like that. Krishna is Sachidananda Vigraha. His body is completely transcendental. But he performed these pastimes so that they look humanly and they can have, you know, very personal reciprocation with his devotees. But what is our situation? Our situation is completely opposite to this. And that's why we need to take shelter of Krishna. If we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Vidura comes back to Hastinapur. Now generally if somebody takes sannyas, somebody leaves home, he doesn't come back. But he comes back just to see his brother Dhritarashtra and wanted to give a last try with this attached householder. Grahamedi, basically. Who was not ready to come out of his attachments. And he says, Andha Pureva Vadhiro Mand Pragyasya Sampratam Vishina Danto Mandagni Saraga Kafam Udvahan. He said, Andha. Andhe to pehle hi the aap. Andha Purve, Pureva. From beginning you are blind. And now Vadhiro. Vadhiro means now you become deaf also. Manda pragyasya sampratam. Manda pragya means you are having short memory. You cannot remember things now. Because as old age comes, these things comes. You can't see properly, you can't hear properly, we can't remember anything. And vishina danto, and your teeth are falling. You can't eat and digest anything because mandagni. Vishina danto, mandagni. Saraga kafamudvana. And cough. You know, you are coughing all the time. So this is the symptoms of old age. Nowadays, these symptoms comes quite early. People Mandakini is like in 30s, they start, you know, they have stomach problems and all that. It means old age is coming. Old age is not just a particular age or some wrinkles or something. Old age means these symptoms, you know. Eyes, you know, at 4-year-old they have specs with, you know, 5 number, 6 number, you know, you meet some children like that. Old age is very early nowadays. And Kali Yuga, as it will progress, it will become more and more early. Tasyapi tava dehoyam kripanasya jajivisho parette nichato jirno jariya vasasiva. He said, although you don't have desire to die, you want to live, you know, jijivisho. Itni ichha aapki jeene ki. You know, everybody wants to live, no matter how miserable he is, how old he is. Parette nichato jirno jariya vasasiva. Although you have desire, but this body will become deteriorated like jirna jaraya, vasasi, like cloth become jirna, and then you have to give it up. No matter how much you have a desire to wear it, sometimes you like some shirt or something very much, is it not? Like some people have some kind of attraction, and they keep on wearing it, although it's becoming jirna, old, it's getting torn or something, but one day they have to give it up. He said, you have to give it up. So this is the influence of time, you have to understand. But these things doesn't apply on God, on Krishna. Pratikriya nayasyeha kutashit karhichit prabho saesha bhagavan kalaha sarvesham na samagata. That he said, this frightful situation will come on everybody. Nobody can escape from it. Kutashit karhichit prabho. Kutashit means, by any means you cannot avoid it. Nobody can avoid it. Sa esh bhagavan kalaha. This time factor will come and it is coming to all of us. Like many people try to avoid influence of time in their life. Like I just told you, the cosmetics. They think that by cosmetics they can avoid the influence of time. But is it possible? Not much. For some time they can cover it up. Some people even try to think that death can be conquered. Like Hiranyakashipu. Who can be better controller than Hiranyakashipu, that who had controlled whole universe basically. Rivers, if we decide that river should flow not in this direction but opposite direction, breeze should flow in this direction but opposite direction, now fruit should come, which are not of seasonal fruit, they should come. All his desires were fulfilled because whole universal government was in his hand. All the demigods were holding, standing in front of him, folding his hand, their hands. But even that person had to see death in front of him. Although he had made all the plans to Brahmaji that I should not die this time, that time, this person, that person, this thing, that thing. But he died. Like we heard one person in US, I think Walt Disney, he thought that he has been told that we are coming up with a solution that you will become alive after some time. So they made an arrangement, he paid a lot of money to put his body in some special cold storage or whatever the facility, so that in future when you come back, you know, with some solution, I can become alive. Nothing like that is coming up, although they are promising. In Europe, in Egypt, you know, like these pyramids, you have heard about it, one of the 7 wonders of the world. What are these pyramids? These pyramids are actually, kya hai wo? Murde rakhne ki jagah. The things to keep the dead body. These kings were so fearful, and they were so attached to their post and position and prestige, that they thought even when we die, we should be kept in a place which is like very big and all the facilities should be there. They can't do it, they can't use it. And some people are worried that who will cry after we die. You know that? In Rajasthan, I heard there are some people, you know, some jamidar used to be there, who used to keep some women, and they used to be called Rudalis. They were paid throughout their life so that when I die, you should come and cry for days and days. What kind of attachments people have to their body and position? But the fact is, Saesh Bhagavan Kalaha Sarve Shyam Na Samagata. Nobody can avoid it. So it's better we start preparing for it. That's intelligence. Start taking shelter of someone who is beyond time. Yena cheva vipannoyam prane priyatame priyatamerapi janasadyo vimucheta kimuttadhanyeranadibhi. And it takes away everything. Your prana, your priyatam, your wealth, your friends, everything will be taken away. Prabhupada gives the example of India-Pakistan division, 1947. So many people had to leave from there and had to come. And they had to leave everything, their homes, their wealth. And so many people were killed on the way. So these kind of situations do come in this world. Can't be avoided. And when they come, they just take away everything. Some cyclone or earthquake. Like freedom time, Gandhiji wanted, he had few desires, you know, that India should remain united, real Bharat should live in villages, and there should be unity between Hindu and Muslims. But all three got devastated. In front of his own eyes, India got separated, three parts, and then people were killing each other. And then what is happening to the India? It's not in the villages. It's just coming to cities all the time. Everybody is just running to cities. So this is what this material world is, that we think something, but something else happens, and time is the ultimate winner of the game. It just wins. It defeats everybody. There was one person called Antonio Guido. He was actually a very good designer, architect. So he was living in Barcelona, and he was given a contract of designing a very big church, the biggest church. And he made almost 75% of it. And one day he was just looking at it on a road, standing, having a vision of it. And one car came and smashed him, finished. So this world is like that. It's like, you know, sand castles which children make on the ocean beach. So we have to realize the importance of time. The time is the most powerful energy. Chanakya Pandit says, Ayusha chane ko bhi na labhya swarna koti bhi. That even by giving millions of gold coins, we cannot get back even one moment of life. Somebody who has failed in the exam, we can ask him the value of 1 year. You know, how much it pinches. Some woman has some premature delivery or something. We can ask the value of 1 month, you know, some child is handicapped or some way. Or if somebody is having daily wages, one day he's not getting, you know, some strike or something, some band, some riots. They can't even eat their daily food. And when a lover is waiting for his beloved, we can ask him the value of 1 hour, you know, if 1 hour is wait or something like that. If you miss the train for a minute, you'll be lamenting, kaash, 1 minute pehle aa gaya hota. Like that, time is so precious, you know. Every second, every moment, sometimes people just escape from an accident with a moment. So that's what the life is. And problem is, in this world, the illusory potency is so powerful that people become so attached to their own things that they don't realize that time is passing. They have a concept of time pass. Right? We go in trains. So in trains they sell time pass, and time pass name they sell some shengdana, some magazine, some newspaper. Kaise to time pass karo? You cannot do time pass. Time is passing you, basically. Time is passing us. Every ayur harti ve pumsam. This famous shloka is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Udyan astam chayannaso tasya te yata chano nita uttam shloka vartaya. That ayur harti ve pumsam udyan astam chayannaso. Every rising and setting of the sun, we are coming one day closer to death. So time is passing us. We are not doing time pass. Those who are doing time pass, they are actually so ignorant that they don't realize the most precious things they have in their life. Like somebody has, you know, lot of diamonds and everything, how preciously will keep them? You know, so many diamond merchants are in Bombay, Surat. And if you ask them how preciously they keep them, how safely they keep them. But time is more precious than even diamonds. Because it doesn't come back. Diamond may be lost, you can somehow find it somehow. Sometime you may find it. But time cannot be found. So, esham graheshu saktanam pramattanam tadihaya. Atte kramad vigyataha kalaha param dustara. Vidura says, insurmountable eternal time, imperceptibly overcome whom? Graheshu Saktanam. They become too attached to their own situations. So we should not become too attached to our own situations, whichever we are in. Because these situations are going to pass away. And ultimately, time will take us away everything. Balyavastha Krida Sakta, Tarunavastha Tarune Sakta. Vidhavastha Chinta Magna. This is the nature of this world. Childhood goes away in playing. Youthhood running after opposite sex. And old age person is just worrying and anxiety. What are the common talk of people who are in the age of like 50 or 60 when they are talking? What is the general talk they are doing? What is the general talk when some old people are sitting and talking? Main concern is concern of health. Somebody is saying, I have this problem, I have that problem, I went to this doctor, that doctor. So Vidura is telling Dhritarashtra, you have wasted all your life becoming attached to your own nonsense son, nasty son. I told you in the beginning only throw him away. Now you have lost all the children, you have lost all wealth, all position. You are living in the place where Bhima is throwing bread to you, roti to you, like somebody throws to a dog, because he only killed all your children, and you're living in his place. Should go out. So this is the meaning of Krapana according to scriptures. Who is Krapana? Krapana means miser. Miser is not only from wealth point of view. Krapana means he has wrong estimation of his material body. You know, when he has wrong estimation, but he doesn't know what is the wealth of this rupees he has. He's just keeping them in the tijori, because he thinks that keeping them in the tijori is the right estimation of the wealth. So similarly, the people think that keeping this body for sense gratification or using it for the different kind of things of this world is the right estimation. That is wrong estimation. Because he uses his body for to enjoy sense gratification, which is the wrong estimation. And even in old age, he wants to find out many medical treatments and everything just to make his body fit. Rather thinking that warning has come, the notice has come. That I am coming closer to death. This is Krapana. Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita 2.7 purport, he is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human, and who thus quits this world like cats and dogs without understanding the science of self-realization. This is Krapana, miser. And who is Brahman? Who knows the value of life and he uses it to get the right purpose of life. People are so attached, but they don't get anything out of it. Like once when this humor, you know, one lady, she got some kind of heart problem. She got admitted in the hospital. Doctor had to do some bypass surgery and all that, and in that she had some near death experience. So in that she came across with God, and she asked that how much more I have to live. So God said, you have still 42 years, 3 months and 8 days. She became very happy. So she continued to live in the hospital, and he called many doctors for the, you know, changing the look of her body. She got the facelift done, tummy tuck, and then she called some people to change his hair and everything. And then she came out of the hospital, and immediately one big car came and hit her, and she dead. So now she come across with God, and she says, what did you do this? Why did you do this? You told me 42 years and 3 months and 8 days. He said, oh, I couldn't recognize you. Just a joke, actually. But the point is that how people are attached. You know, she had near-death experience, and still she is thinking, you know, how to live life nicely after this. This is Krapana. Brahman is who is always thinking that how to actually find the solution to the real problems of life. We find his life of Nachiketa. His Nachiketa was a small child of a son Brahman called Uddalak. So Uddalak was very conjuice, miser, typical Krapana. So one day he decided, I'll do Vishwajiti Yagya. Now Vishwajiti Yagya is a yagya where you have to give a lot of charity. Almost all the money you have to give in charity. So all the Brahmanas are wondering that how this conjuice, miser person is doing Vishwajiti Yagya. So they came, they thought, you know, so then they did the yagya and everything, but now the time came for charity.
So charity, so he said, charity to dena padega. So he brought some old sickly cows to give in charity to the brahmanas. So this small son, Nachiketa, was watching everything. He said, this is not good. He said, what my father doing? So he started nagging his father. Father, father, whom you will give me in charity? Father, father, whom you will give me in charity? Father became really upset. You know, sometimes when parents are upset, they just say anything. Okay, I'll give you to Yama, he said. So morning he got up, Nachiketa, and he dressed up nicely, took his bath and everything, and he started walking to Yama. And he said, father said, what are you doing? He said, you only told me, now you have to keep your promise. He could not say. He walked and walked and walked. He reached up to Yamlok. And Yamji is not there. 3 days he waited without any eating and drinking. And Yamji came and he said, oh, I gave you so much pain. 3 days you have been waiting. Such an innocent boy, I didn't call you also. So I give you 3 boons to just patch it up. Ask any 3 boons. So he said, first one, when I go back, my father shouldn't become angry and he should be peaceful in his heart and he should love me. So Yama became very happy. You're asking only for your father, you're not asking for yourself. Ask second one. He said, I need the gift of fire which can take us to the attained heaven. And then he asked the third boon. I want to know the secret of death. Soul. So Yama said, no, this can't be told. Even big demigods don't know this. You take some big heavenly planet, some apsara, some horses, some wealth, I'll give you everything. This can't be told. So Nachiketa, no, I want this only. No compromise. No compromise. I want only this. Then Yama had to give this knowledge of soul, which is given in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. So this is what Brahmana is. And that's what we see in the Shastras, that intelligent people, they actually understand the situation and they make the right use of the time. That is what the intelligence is. Everything has its time. It's not that person doesn't have to be in a family, person doesn't have to do his duties, person doesn't have to take care of his children and everything. But person has to give time to everything, realizing the importance of everything. When Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to be bitten by Takshaka in 7 days, he understood the time. Many sages came and they were talking among themselves, you know, what should we do? You know, when somebody is sick, somebody, you know, doctor is saying, oh, doctor raise their hands, we can't do anything. So many relatives, they keep talking, what to do, what to do, what to do. So similar kind of thing here. Parikshit Maharaj has been cursed. So sages are saying, what to do, how to save him, how to save him? He said, no, don't do anything. I don't want anything. No compromise. Lord has arranged the situation in my life. 7 days I'm going to sit here at the bank of Ganges and going to hear Krishna Katha. Because that is a way to go beyond time. That is the only way person can go beyond time. And he declared, Tammopayatam pritiyantu vipra Ganga cha devi dhritta chitta meeshe Dujipa srishta kuhakastakshakova Dashatvalam gayata vishnu gatha. He said, Tammopayatam pritiyantu vipra. Just accept me. I take shelter of all of you. Whom is saying that? All the sages, all the rishis, all the munis. He left all his kingdom. He didn't keep it for enjoyment. 7 days of, you know, full enjoyment. Every ek ek tinka nikal lenge, you know. We'll take one, every drop of enjoyment. No, gave up everything. Tam opayatam pratyantu vipra ganga chevi dhatta chittamishe. And I take shelter of the Ganga Devi also. Dujopasishta kuhakas takshakova. Let that brahmana send his takshaka. I am not fearful of it. Dashatvalam. Dashatvalam is further delay, let it come and bite me. Because what I am going to do? Gayata Vishnu Gatha. I am constantly going to do hearing and chanting of Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Parikshit Maharaj, when he was hearing Krishna Katha for 7 days and 7 nights, he never asked for water, he never asked for any food. He never go for sleeping. This is the meaning of going beyond time, basically. That the things of this world will not affect us. Although they will, situation will come. Our body will have the change. You know, body has 6 changes. Birth, then there is a growth, then there is a maintenance, then there is a byproduct, then deterioration and death. So anybody who has this body has to go through it. Whether he is a materialistic person or he is a devotee. Parikshit Maharaj also has to face the Takshaka. But before that only he was come out of the body. The effect of these things. So a devotee goes beyond the effect of time, means time cannot affect him, in the sense that when time makes changes in this world, or when time makes changes in his life, he doesn't get affected by those changes. And a normal, ordinary person who is too attached to his situations, he becomes too much affected. And he continue to live in this world, life after life. Continue to suffer in this world, life after life. So Krishna Katha is like, you know, that intravenous injection which goes into the blood and which remove all the impurities from the blood. So basically this birth, old age, disease and death, the real problems are because of having the contamination, the desire to enjoy this world. And Krishna Katha removes the desire to enjoy the sense gratification. And when it is removed, person is pure. And when person is pure, he is beyond time. And today Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, Srila Prabhupada himself has taught us from his own example that how to live in this world and how to leave from this world, how to depart from this world. Today afternoon we'll be celebrating it. Please do come and stay. That how much he has taught from this last days, from his last days. For so many months he was living without any food, just for some liquids, and then completely absorbed in Krishna Katha, constantly living the life of sacrifice. Even in those days, he was just translating Srimad Bhagavatam. He has no power to sit, stand. He was lying on the bed, and you know, devotees would come and put dictaphone on his, near his mouth, and he would dictate his transcendental purports of Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto only he was translating that time, 14th chapter. And what clarity, you read those purports. What amazing insights. Prabhupada taught from his life that how we have to get absorbed and we have to prepare also. Like once Prabhupada was so weak, you know, so frail, and one of the disciples came and he got shocked after seeing Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, don't think it will not happen to you. It will happen to everybody. This body is going to become like that. But the point is, are we preparing for it? That is the only thing. Are we preparing to go beyond the effects of time? And that is possible by Prabhupada's example. We have learned Prabhupada's example. Even in the last days in June, he flew to London when he had no strength to even stand up. He said, just take me. What is the point lying here? I will give my life to my devotees. They are preaching on my behalf. They are distributing so many books. So let me see them. Let them see me. Let me die in London only. So that is the life Prabhupada has taught us. And at least I pray to Srila Prabhupada this day that we can contribute whatever little bit energy we have in our body, mind and words in his mission to give this knowledge to others. First apply in our life, naturally, and then share it. Because when we share it, then actually special mercy of the Lord descends in our life. And actually we become the part of the mission of the Lord, having compassion. So today we discuss so many things. First we talked about how Lord Shri Krishna is beyond time, and how he can bring even so many people from the death. His teacher's son, his mother's sons, his brother's six, that Brahmana's child who's Arjuna wanted to save. And then we discuss how our situation is, that how time affects our body, mind, memory. This world is affected by time. You say time and tide wait for none. And then we understood by example of Parikshit Maharaj and Sri Prabhupada that we can overcome effect of time if we become completely absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Because these glories of the Lord will purify the contamination which is there in our heart. And that contamination only becomes the cause of further enjoyment in this world, and that enjoyment in this world leads to further entanglement and more miseries. So we end here. We don't have time for questions and to close 10 o'clock because afternoon festival is also there. So Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Some announcement for the afternoon Sunday feast. Today we will not be having the usual Sunday feast.